thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Genesis 42:9, Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed. The dream God gave Joseph sustained him through experiences that would have crushed many of us. He was resented by his family, repeatedly tempted by his boss's wife, then thrown into prison for 13 years for a crime he never committed. Yet, at his lowest points, God was with him, arranging each step he took and positioning him to fulfill his calling as a deliverer of his people. The psalmist talks about the strange way in which God led Joseph. Then he sent someone to Egypt ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with fetters and placed his neck in an iron collar. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Your gender does not limit God, and your age is no problem to him. Society may glamorize youth and marginalize old age, but your season of life does not limit God. But in order to have confidence that God will fulfill your dream, you must know that it was born of his Spirit. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God, Romans 8 tells us. Your dream cannot be born of your unmet ego needs or a selfish desire to have the same level of success as someone else, or your need to prove something to someone like your ex or your family or your boss or your peers, etc. Check the source of your dream, because when God is the source, he will provide all the resources necessary to fulfill it. Do you have a dream? No? Then ask God to give you one. There's some truth about finding a God-given dream from The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.